Do you have big families in your country?
Most families are quite small, with two or three children. But often the grandparents also live with the family.
I see. How does that work out?
Fine. Both parents usually work, so the grandparents look after the young children.
4. Is traffic a problem in your country?
Yes. Most people drive cars, so the roads are crowded. The public transportation system isn't very good.
Isn't there a subway system?
No. And the public buses are pretty bad.
So what about children? How do they get to school?
Oh, we have school buses.
5.
What do people in your country do to relax?
Well, they play sports, or they go to the beach or go hiking.
Uh-huh. And what do older people do?
Well, gardening is popular with older people.
Oh? And what about children?
Well, they're like kids everywhere. They like watching TV, playing computer games, and going to the mall.
Unit 5. Countries and Places. Lesson 2. What's life like there? 2. Listen and understand. 1.
Are houses expensive in your country?
Yes, they are. For example, a 3-bedroom house costs over $500,000.
Wow! That is expensive.
Isn't it? So most people don't buy one. They usually just rent. And actually, more people live in apartments.
Really? That's interesting. So what about you? Do you live in a house or an apartment?
My family lives in an apartment, but we actually own it.
2.
Do children learn English at school in your country?
Oh, definitely. Kids start learning English at the age of 7. In high school, students also have to learn another foreign language, usually Spanish or French.
What about Asian languages?
Oh, yeah. They're becoming more popular these days.
3.